Welcome to the Berto Calkins podcast. This is episode 24. Don't mind all of the laughter that you might hear in the background. It is a summer day. Well, not summer, but a sunny day in New York City. And everybody is out and about enjoying the weather and whatnot. And a lot of people have been getting vaccinated. I just finished getting fully vaccinated a few days ago, so I feel great about that. And I know that a lot of the restrictions are being lifted, so just continue to be safe out there, but enjoy the weather as much as you can and just, you know, enjoy that time with your friends and family safely, of course. But today I wanted to talk about being powerless, because there's so much happening in the world. Thing after thing is happening, and it just feels like you want to be in control of it. Like, you wish that you could actually control the outcome of everything that's happening, even from COVID and now the things happening in Palestine. There's just a lot happening right now. And unfortunately, we can't control it. We're powerless in that sense. We can make our voices heard in order to make some change. But sometimes there's little to nothing that you really can do about certain issues. And not to be a Debbie Downer, like, I've been thinking about this, but like, we've had so much time as humans to learn from our mistakes, but we keep on repeating the same thing over and over and over, and it's pretty ridiculous at this point. Like, we continue to destroy the planet, we continue to wage wars, we do this, and we think that we're invincible, but yeah, we just don't learn the lessons that continue to come to us. Like, so much that is happening right now is just a repeat of the past, and it's just going to be a constant. And I don't think a lot of things are ever really going to go away. Racism, wars, and stuff like that. Things might change form a little bit, but I think there's always going to be something going on until we completely, unfortunately, destroy our home, which we've been doing for years anyway. But besides that, I always try to get people to think about what they can control in their own personal lives. And I always have to remind myself the same too. Like, if you're in a bad mood, sometimes you can do things to make yourself be in a better mood. But I really want to talk about times where, like, I was very powerless and there was things that I felt like were out of my control and I had to do more in order to, like, kind of protect my mind a little bit more. Like, one of the times where I really felt like I was powerless is when I was put in the court system, and it was terrible. Like, fortunately, it wasn't any, like, criminal activity, no felonies, no none of that. I've never even had cuffs put on my wrists. I don't even know if I would allow anybody to put cuffs on my wrist at this point. Just the control thing. I like to be in control. But this goes back to when I was, like, living in California, and my daughter's mom put me through the court system for child support, which I never had an issue paying because, like, I am very much a person that likes to take care of my responsibilities no matter what it is. And even if I don't like to take care of my responsibilities, I'm gonna do it regardless. But long story short, there was a time when I was living in California and me and my daughter's mom wasn't really getting along that well, and we just kind of, like, stopped being in contact. She stopped answering me or changed numbers. I don't remember exactly what it is, but after she allowed my daughter to come visit me, because I really just wanted to have visitation and stuff like that, and I would take care of all of the bills and stuff like that regarding that, my daughter visited me, and once she actually went back, then I was like, you know what? All right, since we're on cordial type of time now, I'm going to start sending you money consistently each month to pay some child support, you know? And it's not like I wasn't paying before. It was just more inconsistent. And then in a time where we just lost contact, or I was not able to contact her, then I wasn't sending much of anything. So when my daughter went back after our visit, I let her know, let her mom know, you know, I'm going to start sending money more consistently or consistently and every month. And that was it. And when I tried to contact her afterwards, there was no way of getting in contact with her. So when I decided that I was going to quit Zara because I was like, you know, I need to do something bigger for all of us, I got a notice in the mail about child support. It was like literally maybe like a week before I was set to leave Zara, and I did not want to stay there. And I was just like, oh, the stress. I'm going to have to find a job probably after. But I was like, you know what? Let me go through with this. And then if anything, I can find a job. So eventually we had to go through court, and I did it over the phone because obviously I wasn't living in New York at that point. And the first time we had our court session, everything was fine. Like, I sent over all of the paperwork of all of the money that I sent, because it was said that I wasn't sending money, that I never sent money, even though I had signatures and all of these things. I keep the receipts of everything, so that wasn't too hard to find. I went through all of my like bank statements and Western Unions and all of that stuff. But yeah, the first court proceeding was fine, and they made me start, you know, paying a certain amount of money each week, and I was like, okay. And then we were set to have like another court date after that with a different judge or magistrate, whatever you call it. So that time was tough. The first judge was a man, and the second one was a woman, just for context. I know that doesn't say everything, but and a lot of the experiences that I've heard, it is kind of a common theme that there is preferential treatment in the court system according to gender, like your gender and then the judge's gender and stuff like that, which is stupid. But from the things that I've heard from friends that have gone through the same thing, it is a common thing that happens. But this lady over the phone, also, let me give you the scenery. I had to go to a notary, or like a place that had like a notary type thing, so I can get on a call, which was pretty stupid anyway. But I was in UPS, so I would be in the UPS store making these phone calls to the courts in New York. And the judge was someone who I did not like right away, just based off of their attitude and everything. Like, I was very prepared, but like, I wasn't prepared for the type of person that was gonna be on the other end of the phone. She was extremely rude, and like, the entire time I was just like, yo, I was being respectful, but this lady made me hate her so much. I hated the whole situation, and I felt sick to my stomach. But pretty much, there was a point where I was telling her, you know, I can't afford to be paying more than what I'm paying right now at the moment. I've been looking for a job, and unfortunately, when I was out there in California, they were only like hiring for part-time positions, which meant like I had to pay my own bills and then like pay this other bill on top of that, which I understood, you know, you gotta figure it out. But I explained to the judge the situation. I'm like, you know, here in California, like, nobody wants to hire a full-time employee, and it's because they don't want to give the benefits of a full-time employee. So outside of Zara, like, I couldn't find anything that was full-time, unfortunately, and I really didn't want to go back to Zara. Like, I was past that time in my life, and I think that might have been my second time quitting. Yeah, that was my second time quitting. So I kind of was just like taking that off the table. But the judge said, then I guess you're going to have to move back to New York. Just like that. Like, she had no care for anything besides, you know, getting that payment sent. And it made me so sick to my stomach to have to go through that and hear that, because the point of me living in California was so I can support my daughter and myself and my family by giving them a better life than we had in New York. So I was really trying to put us in a better position, but to be met with such rudeness and not understanding of what I was trying to do, because she didn't care, she didn't know my story or anything like that, it made me sick, it made me mad, it made me so angry, and made me realize that I was like powerless in this situation. I couldn't do anything about it, because if I wasn't able to make those payments, they would threaten taking my passport away. And I was afraid, like, what if I do go to New York and then they try to arrest me? It was a whole bunch of thoughts that went through my mind. So I don't remember exactly what I said after, but I know I said something like smart back to her, but at this point she already had her mind made up and she increased the amount that I had to pay monthly when it came to like the child support thing, which, let me remind you, I do pay child support. I always have been open to paying child support. I just wanted things to be done in a fair way, and it felt like it wasn't fair at that moment, especially because I was like really, really down. But yeah, that's what happened in that situation, and I just felt powerless and sick. And in that moment, I let that decision, those words, overtake my health in a way, because I felt so sick, like I couldn't really eat like that. I was not really spending that much money on myself in general. I was worried, stressed so much in that moment. But having gone through that and other experiences that let me know that I'm just like not in control of certain things in my life, it has allowed me to approach things in a different way and just kind of step back from certain situations and just be like, you're not in control. There's nothing you can do about this right now. Like, you're not gonna die. Things are gonna be okay. It'll get better. And all you can do is do your best. But like, you kind of have to like separate yourself from the things that are happening to you and understand that you stressing about a situation that you can't totally control is not gonna help the situation. And that's easier said than done, because we're human and we have our emotions, our feelings for a reason. Like, that is feedback. But in order to protect yourself, you also have to objectively look at situations, and being able to separate what you can control versus what you can't control is a pretty powerful thing to do. But yeah, I just wanted to share that experience as a reminder for you to like take a step back. There's so much happening in the world. Take a step back and just realize that you can't control everything. You can contribute and help certain things, support certain things, take certain actions, but sometimes you can't really do much of anything, like, besides just like waiting until things get better and hoping that they get better, and really just taking care of your mental health and doing the things that you need to kind of protect your own energy in a way. But anyway, that's it for the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got some value out of it. I would appreciate it if you rate and review, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Berto Calkins podcast.